Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Dr. Dahlia. 1-877-D-O-C-D-A-L-I. There was a pedestrian bridge that collapsed in Washington. We're going to talk about that, happening roughly within the same time frame as, sadly, this Miami Beach condo building collapse. This in Miami Beach, let's start there. They believe at least 51 people are missing, one dead. As a Surfside Champlain, I think it's called the Champlain Tower South building, just spontaneously collapsed. And you can see some video footage obtained by one of the local news outlets. Just beautiful night, little bit of wind. We're not really in hurricane season. No earthquakes that we know of. No major shifts or natural disasters. And the building just collapses with people inside sleeping. They've rescued many. One believed a woman has so far died. 51 are missing. They're still searching the rubble. I'm actually amazed there's not more. I mean, it's a huge building. I believe there were over 100 apartments. And authorities say 51 people are currently unaccounted for. It was a 12-story Miami Beach apartment that collapsed. Fire, rescue workers, everybody is now over there scouring through tons of rubble to try to save people. They did save a kid, but the parents are still missing. And it's just horrifying. And multiple people injured. And the big question people have who are, you know, planning to go home and be in their apartments and sleep tonight is how the heck did this happen? And this isn't, you know, the first time Florida had a disaster. They had that bridge collapse, I think, in 2018. That was near the university. This was also in Miami-Dade. Was it Miami-Dade? No. I have to double check. But near Florida International University, there was a bridge on Southwest 8th Street. And it, $14 million bridge under construction. I guess there was a prefabricated piece added 5 days before. Bridge collapses, kills 6 people. So what the heck is going on here? Now, they said that there were early warning signs with the bridge back in 2018. But with this building collapse, this building, I believe, was built in 1981. So we're looking at a 40-year-old building. 40-year-old building should not be old enough to collapse. If that's the case, New York City, God forbid, would see building collapses all the time, especially if they're bigger than 12 stories. So what the heck could be going on? Well, some people suggest maybe it's the, you know, because it's so close to the sea, maybe there's been shifting, you know, as the west is getting drier, the east is getting wetter, maybe there's some shifting with sea levels and groundwater and sand and the, you know, and things that could be altering the structural integrity. But then again, I mean, in the 80s, we were still pretty advanced. I mean, if we were able to, you know, have Big Macs and Chicken McNuggets, we sure should have known how to make sure that we had buildings that wouldn't collapse just out of the blue when there might be a little shift in the ground. So, you know, sadly, whatever design flaw might have possibly put this at risk or oversight, we have to assume can spread to multiple apartment buildings and multiple condos and multiple structures. And this was just Miami-Dade. I mean, you know, what sort of protocol did they follow in the 80s that might have also extended to other cities? And it's just crushing to think that something like this could happen. I don't know how often inspections should be. This is breaking news. I haven't done my research on how often a building should be inspected. But my guess is it should be done at least a little bit more often than once every, like, 20 or 40 years. And sadly, if you don't have the staff because of COVID, or you don't have people coming back to work, or you don't have enough people in that field that want to do that, or who are trained, sadly, things like this could possibly happen even more. I'm just frightened that I'm just first amazed that something like this could happen, but then I'm very, very skeptical that we have all our ducks in a row with everything else. So at the same time, we have a DC pedestrian bridge that collapsed onto a busy highway. This happened on the I-295. There were, I believe, multiple patients assessed. 5 people had to be transported to area hospitals. 2 others were treated at the scene. Did something happen on the East Coast that we don't know? And again, phone lines open. If you guys have any clues as to what could be going on, tell us. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So in Washington, D.C., early reports said the extents of the injuries were non-life-threatening, but the exact conditions have yet to be confirmed. Hazmat team has been dispatched because there was a fuel leak from a truck that was hit by a falling bridge. Bridges aren't supposed to fall, just like buildings aren't just supposed to collapse. Now, we have some buildings collapse in Vegas because we implode them. When we're, you know, done with the dunes or done with the hacienda and we want to make room for bigger hotels, we implode them. Now, I don't think anybody saw any explosions. I don't think anybody saw any fireworks. Any, you know, these, you know, appear to be, there's some structural integrity issues, some flaws maybe in the design, some severe oversight with inspectors, you know, or maybe there's just something else going on the eastern seaboard that we're not aware of. I live in the West, so we are very well aware of the heat. We are very well aware of water drying out. We are very well aware that we are going to be at super high risk for wildfires and power outages and lack of foliage and, you know, us possibly going on blackouts, electrical blackouts and water rules. And it's not going to be pretty on our end. But the Eastern Seaboard might be having other sorts of issues. Land shifting, sea levels rising, something else that possibly could be affecting building and bridge integrity. I don't know what it is. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. And many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Dr. Dolly, your show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who is working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so hold on. I'd like to kind of get the Facebook Live up if we can. Let me, because some of you guys have questions. There are, there is some breaking news. Mayor Giuliani's law degree law license has been suspended from New York. And so that's a kind of a concern for people who have been watching how doctors and how, you know, lawyers have been approaching headlines when it comes to COVID, when it comes to election procedures and our election and possible evidence of there being, sadly, people not receiving their ballots and dead people voting. And so, unfortunately, we've been silenced in a way in terms of making suggestions or theories. But because governing authorities have this fine line when it comes to what they say is false narratives or false information, they have the authority, many believe, to censure us. So let me tell you what's going on here, because there's a lot of news we want to get to, but this is breaking. So we're being told that a New York appellate court has concluded that previous Mayor Giuliani, had made, quote, demonstrably false statements regarding the 2020 election, and his law license was therefore suspended. They said he spread demonstrably false and misleading statements to courts, lawmakers, and the public at large in his capacity as lawyer for Trump. As you know, Giuliani led Trump's legal challenges against the results of the 2020 election. And so currently he cannot practice law in New York. So the court suspended his law license after a panel concluded he made false statements. Now, it was a 33-page decision, and sadly, we knew this would be coming. And, you know, as a physician, I can kind of talk to you from the medical board standpoint of things. And it's been what has plagued doctors throughout this COVID pandemic. So when it came to masks, when it came to COVID and some of the recommendations coming from the CDC, we doctors were in a tough position because we don't lie to our patients. We don't lie. And we're supposed to convey to you what we know. So when people were saying, put these masks on, and we're like, whoa, you mean the N95 respirator masks? Those we know have some scientific backing in terms of protecting against the virus. I mean, you know, PPE masks, right? No. Everybody has to wear some sort of face covering. A lot of us doctors are looking around going, wait a second, some of these things, they're not adequate. Right? People can still get sick. Not adequate. But put them on. They help save lives, and they help prevent other people from getting sick. So many of us doctors are like, look, we get the whole barrier aspect of it. We'll go with that. But there was one physician, I forget where he practiced, he said, look, these masks, it's like a chain link fence. The virus is going right through it. And he held up one of the flimsy masks, and we subsequently heard that his medical license was suspended. And so there's a fine line that we physicians have, which I know frustrates you all as listeners and people who view the media, where we want to be honest to God, true and truthful with you all, and say, look, a lot of things that are on you guys' faces aren't going to work. But if we don't look like we're falling in line, and we appear to be, quote, spreading misinformation, you get in trouble. And so it's a very, very fine, it's a difficult choreography. You know, there's a lot of doctors out there that feel the hydroxychloroquine could have some benefit to patients. Yet, again, they could be under scrutiny for spreading false information. And then if you cite a study, then they could say, but that study had flaws, and you're citing a study that was flawed. And so if you notice, a lot of doctors actually kept quiet. They didn't want to run the same risk as Fauci, where whatever he said or whatever he did put himself in a bind. But that's exactly how medicine is. People will say, look, should I get the COVID vaccine? And you want to say, yeah, get the COVID vaccine. But is it safe? Oh, it's safe. Was it really safe? Aren't there side effects? Well, yeah, there's side effects. So what is it? It's either safe or it's not safe. Well, things aren't just one way or another, on or off, black or white. It's not like that in medicine. In medicine, it's generally speaking, the benefits outweigh the risks. This surgery would help, but you do run the risk of. And patients don't like doctors too much. I know people go, oh, Dr. Dahlia, I love you, you're so nice, you're so... Yeah. Trust me, most people cannot stand us doctors because we don't just pick one. Until we've been doing this with the vaccine. And I'm hearing doctors say, tell them it's safe. The vaccine is safe. I go, but that's not how doctors talk. Doctors always do informed consent. They always educate people. They don't preach. Now, we changed medicine. Medicine used to be, you do as I say, not as I do. So shall it be written, so shall it be done. If I say you take this medicine, it's going to prevent heart disease, you do it. Well, we were taught in the 90s, no, you can't really do that anymore. You have to say, look, studies have shown this pill helps. It's not a sexy statement. It doesn't instill a lot of direction and confidence sometimes from patients. But at least you're saying the honest to God truth. We need to be truthful. So in Giuliani's case, and again, I'm not sure what they used in their 33-page report to say that he was using false and misleading statements to courts. But lawyers, I'm under the impression, will fight a case. There will be somebody who murdered somebody, and they will be able to say they are innocent of X, Y, and Z. He cannot be accused of first-degree murder because this was not first-degree murder. Yeah, but he killed somebody. But it's not first-degree murder. Second degree. At the most. Or manslaughter. So somebody could say, well, that's a false statement. You're saying he didn't kill him. First-degree murder. You're saying that's a false statement. So I thought that's what lawyers do. He's innocent. He's guilty. He's innocent. Well, how do you know he's innocent? He is innocent. Lawyers don't know if they're innocent or not. Patient's telling them, or the patient, I'm sorry, the criminal's telling them. The accused is telling them, but how do they know for sure? So if that criminal gets, shall we say, by the jury, convicted, do all the lawyers lose their license because they said he was innocent? Is that a false and misleading statement? So with Rudy Giuliani here, they said the evidence that he was, I guess, trying to show the courts and present to the courts wasn't evidence, wasn't theories, wasn't, they were just absolute false and misleading statements. Now you either have the evidence or you don't. I'm finding this very interesting, and I think it could also set a scary precedent, because I think the majority of lawyers could then possibly lose their license. Now, where this, I guess, differs from an average lawyer is I think it circles back around to the January 6th riots, the Capitol riot. They say that the former New York mayor threatened public interest in his capacity as Trump's personal attorney. So if they're, by supposition, saying that the Capitol riots happened because you had attorneys that would claim there was evidence of fraud, then he's a threat to the public. That's how, I guess, they go around that. I don't know. I want to hear from you guys. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A condo building in Seaside, Florida has partially collapsed.
Our units began search and rescue efforts. They pulled 35 occupants that were trapped inside the building. In addition to those 35, 10 were assessed and treated. Two were transported to various hospitals. Search and rescue efforts are still ongoing.
In addition, Miami-Dade County Fire Chief Ray Jadala said that 55 units collapsed. The 12-story apartment building in North Miami housed 136 units, known as the Champlain Towers. The ocean-facing portion of the building collapsed about 1:30 a.m. local time Thursday morning. A U.S. federal judge on Wednesday temporarily blocked a part of the Biden administration's federal stimulus package that forgave agricultural debts depending on your skin color. U.S. District Judge Marcia Howard blocked the government's $4 billion aid package, stating the policy violated equal protection under the law. USA Radio News. As the continued spending by the Fed sends the American debt further down the rabbit hole, justified concerns of inflation are impacting gas stations, pharmacies, and grocery store aisles. President Biden wants more spending money, and he's talking trillions of more dollars with an infrastructure package. We all know infrastructure is necessary, but can we afford it right now? Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
As President Biden continues to meet with Democrats and Republicans regarding ongoing negotiations regarding a bipartisan infrastructure package, Republican Congressman from Pennsylvania, Scott Perry, tells Fox Business,
We're going to be printing this money, we're going to be taxing this money, and we're going to be spending it on things like child care and other assisted care, which is all important stuff, but it's not infrastructure.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A record heat wave will be upon the great northwest of America for the next few days. Be sure to travel with plenty of drinking water. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tuning in 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a question that came up last night is, will colleges still be able to mandate the COVID-19 vaccine with the latest information coming out of the CDC in regards to a rare number of heart inflammation related side effects to the mRNA vaccines from Pfizer and COVID? So great question. Let's talk about it. So just to kind of recap, the CDC convened an emergency meeting as over 1,000 reports of possible heart inflammation had occurred in adolescents and young adults under the age of 30, mostly male, mostly after the second shot. And so earlier in June, they said, we are going to convene an emergency meeting. They'd use that term, emergency meeting, for June 18th. When Juneteenth became a federal holiday, they moved the meeting to the advisory, their conference on, I apologize, I always have to, I want to say it right, the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, that conference the week later, which is going on now. So they, looks like, made it one of their first orders or first, you know, items on their agenda to address. And yesterday had said that we do find a leak that, and this CDC meeting that happened at this conference said we do see a link of these cases. And they looked at hundreds of cases that counted as either myocarditis or pericarditis, inflammation of the inner heart muscle or inflammation of the lining around the heart. And they thought that there was an association. This wasn't random or an association that was possible spontaneously in terms of the population. Kids can get myocarditis at a rate of 1 every 100,000 with colds and COVID and other infections out there, but they thought that this uptick was high enough to link to the COVID vaccine. All right, so you and I thought there was a link. Okay, so now what? If there is a link, there is a side effect. The CDC is now in a position where they want to make sure people don't panic. They want to make sure the vaccine process doesn't come to a complete halt, because sadly, there's more side effects with COVID in and of itself than the vaccine. So their purpose of the emergency meeting that was supposed to be done last week and is occurring now was to look at benefits versus risks. Now, the FDA, based on yesterday's announcement, is going to add a warning to the Pfizer and the Moderna mRNA vaccine fact sheets. So some of the information I've been giving you is coming from these fact sheets that got published early on that listed the side effects and some of the warnings, and this should be listed on there. So I know a lot of people think this is really, really dramatic. This is going to change everything. All the mandates will stop. Those people that got fired from Houston Methodist Hospital are going to get their jobs back. Probably not. All right, they're going very slow and steady with this, and they're saying, look, we're going to add it to the fact sheet. So the FDA adding this to the fact sheet will basically be just that. In addition to some of the side effects the vaccine could have, here's another one. So, now what? Are they going to make recommendations on younger individuals? The quote that we have coming from Politico is based on the available data. This is according to Doron Fink, Deputy Director of FDA's Vaccine Division, during a CDC Advisory Committee meeting, said based on the available data, a warning statement in the fact sheets for both healthcare providers and vaccine recipients and caregivers should be warranted in this situation. What that warning statement is going to be is still a little bit off. And I think it's still to be determined. So are they going to recommend that those people who are in that age group, if they have previous cardiac conditions, choose the Johnson & Johnson? I don't know if they're going to do that yet, because they have to study that. They have to look at everybody who had an issue and see if possibly they might have had pre-existing. The problem is the average young adult and the average young teen, especially boys, don't usually go to the doctor. So if there was an underlying heart condition, there's no way to know. It's just too early to tell. So my guess is the warning is going to be short and sweet. I think the warning is going to say, look, we found a small increase in association with myocarditis and pericarditis. Discuss with your doctor risks and benefits, or something to that effect. Now, the CDC, though, has been very bold with their advice when it comes to this vaccine, saying, you know, unless you're allergic to an actual component of the vaccine, there's really not a lot of contraindications. But, in fact, let me see what the latest says. Sorry, let me get this right. I remember we looked at people with lupus, people with cancer, people with HIV. No. Basically, the for Pfizer, shall we say here, recommended for people age 12 years or older, if you had a severe allergic reaction, anaphylaxis, or immediate allergic reaction, even if it wasn't severe to any ingredient in the mRNA COVID vaccine, you should not get it. If you had a severe or immediate allergic reaction after getting the first dose, you should not get a second dose. An allergic reaction is considered severe when a person needs to be treated with epinephrine or if they need to receive medical care. An immediate allergic reaction means a reaction within 4 hours of exposure, including symptoms of hives, swelling, or wheezing. But they say if you cannot get the mRNA COVID vaccine, you still might be able to get one of the others. So we don't have the CDC giving that verbiage of you are completely excused from getting the vaccine, which is why I don't know if the mandates would go away. Now, currently there is a lot of drama and controversy over some of these college mandates. There was a lot of controversy over the mandate at the Houston Methodist Hospital. I think it was 163 people were either fired or laid off. Actually, there were a few hundred that were able to get waivers. So those that weren't able to get waivers or deferrals or medical exemptions or religious exemptions had a choice of resigning or getting fired if they didn't get their shot. So the big question is, you know, the hundreds of people that were able to get a waiver and that, you know, how were they able to get the waiver and the others not? What was it that allowed them to get that medical exemption? Were a bunch of them allergic? Did they have a doctor that said, I'll do that for you? So it's interesting to see what actually qualifies for a medical exemption. Well, from what I understand, I think there's over 400 colleges mandating vaccines. I live in Nevada, so I think the University of Nevada system is also looking at vaccination mandates, but they're waiting for full FDA approval of the vaccine first, I believe. So as it pertains to quote-unquote, you know, mandates, most of these colleges with the mandate says, look, if you do have a medical exemption or religious exemption, we'll take it. So there is that opportunity to, if you are concerned from a medical standpoint, the problem is it has to be a true medical exemption. So if there's a physician out there that says, look, based on your medical history, we think you could be at risk for a side effect, you know, that doctor's putting their license on the line, which is why you're not going to find a lot of doctors doing that. So I believe the mandate currently is going to still be in effect, but I do feel that some colleges might slowly start to take a back step and or backstroke and say, look, we're encouraging vaccines. I think if there are any more, shall we say, warnings coming up or concerns that a young population could possibly get myocarditis or pericarditis, because we've only heard of over 1,000 or 1,200 cases, they might take that step back. Personally, I'd like to see studies looking at just a single shot or delaying the intervals or spreading that out so we see less second dose reaction. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Mariah is asking me about the eviction moratorium, but we do have a caller. So let's go to our phone lines first, and then we'll talk about the eviction moratorium that I believe the CDC just added. Let me make sure our caller is ready. Okay. We have John from Boston. Hi, John. How you doing? Oh, sorry about that. Sorry about that. All right. Let's then. Okay. So Mariah wants to know about the eviction moratorium extension. So I don't know if you guys have heard about this, but the Biden administration today extended the nationwide ban on evictions for another month. This is to help the
According to them, millions of tenants unable to make rent payments during the coronavirus pandemic, but they say this is going to be the last time they do this. Now, Dr. Michelle Walensky, director of the CDC, extended the evictions moratorium from June 30th until July 31st. The CDC said that this is intended to be the final extension of the moratorium. Now, according to AP News, a Biden administration official said the last month would be used for an all-hands-on-deck multi-agency campaign to prevent a massive wave of evictions. One of the reasons the moratorium was put in place was to try to prevent further spread of COVID-19 by people put out on the streets and in shelters. So one of you had asked, actually last week, why is the CDC involved with eviction moratoriums? Why isn't this more of a fiscal or a different department? Because the eviction moratorium basis was based on public health. You and I might have thought, well, the eviction moratorium is so we don't have families out on the street, not having a roof over their head. The actual verbiage includes to prevent the spread of COVID because people would be in shelters and on the streets. So the eviction moratorium, as some people had hoped that it would continue because of pandemic, or not because of pandemic, because of the recession and the economic downfall from the pandemic, then the CDC doesn't have authority. So for the CDC to be able to say, no, you need to do the eviction moratorium, there has to be current pandemic issues. So if the average American has had at least one vaccine, is there being evicted a public health issue from a COVID standpoint? It can be a public health issue because you have kids now out in the heat, no air conditioning, no food, no, that could be an issue. But then the next question is how are so many people not able to pay the rent if they've been receiving unemployment benefits as well as additional money from unemployment benefits? So either people are working or they're on unemployment. Now, originally gig workers were the ones caught without benefits, but then laws were passed in multiple states for gig workers to get benefits. So then who's not getting benefits? Are they those that aren't citizens? Are they those that aren't residents who put into the system and were able to apply? Who out there is not getting the aid or the stimulus checks or whatever that could be helped towards rent? Not sure. My guess is there's millions of people out there that just kind of fell between the cracks of being able to get unemployment or not. And many unemployment agencies didn't give benefits to people that were due. They were overwhelmed or they ran out of money. There was a whole slew of issues where people were reaching out saying, I haven't gotten an unemployment benefit in months, help. So I understand why the eviction moratorium was in place. The problem is what was the consequence of that? Well, landlords were in trouble. Landlords, they had to still pay their rent. Now, some banks, if it was federally, if it was a federal loan, I believe those bank payments were either forgiven or they were postponed. But many people that own that rental property free and clear, they just got screwed. And then, on top of that, sadly, there's a whole chaotic landscape now in terms of rental properties and selling homes and home supply and demand, as renters who might not have paid rent for 15, 16 months, right, are currently getting evicted, and they're not leaving the house per se. Not all of them are leaving the house in pristine condition. One had to put their house on the market almost 50% below other, or 50% less, almost 50% less other houses in the neighborhood because of all the graffiti and the breakage and everything that happened when the tenants finally had to go after no rent
paid for 15 months. So sadly, it really became a mess, and it shouldn't have been, because this could have actually been done where everybody was happy. Now, landlords were supposed to get stimulus funds to help cover, but that came late. That didn't come till a year later. Now, as of the end of March, 6.4 million American households were behind on their rent. According to the Department of Housing and Urban Development, nearly 1 million said eviction was very likely in 2 months, and 1.83 million said it was somewhat likely in the same period. And, you know, in landlords' defense, anybody who thought that rental properties were going to be a good income, I think realized that at any time the government could say, you can't make income. Whether it's your retail store, whether it's your bakery, whether it's your restaurant, whether it's your dental office, or whether it's your rental property. So I think a lot of people that thought rental properties were the way to go, and decades of investment, you know, steered people towards that direction, they're like, I'm done with the rental property investment gig. And so the next problem renters are going to have is, who's going to rent to them? And what are they going to require in order to get that lease? Are they going to have to pay the first 3 months rent? Are they going to have to show some sort of collateral? Are they going to have co-signers on the loans? Now, in order for landlords to sue for back pay, it is going to be such a mess in the courts. California is going to instead use pandemic relief funds to pay back rent. So California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom, who is facing a recall, is pushing the state legislature to approve his plan to use $5.2 billion in federal pandemic relief money to pay 100% of unpaid rent owed by low-income residents. Lawmakers are concerned that several other pandemic aid measures proposed by the governor as they finalize the state's annual budget, that's supposed to be for, I guess, universal pre-K and investing in new housing for at-risk for homelessness. But, and the state, apparently with the federal funds, would have the cash because they got $27 billion from the American Rescue Plan. And they actually now have an unexpected budget surplus. So CNN is saying they have this budget surplus in part by capital gains tax revenues from wealthy California residents. So California also received a combined $4.7 billion in federal funds allocated specifically for rental assistance in the American Rescue Plan. So here we are 15 months later, and landlords could get money for rent. But it depends on who their tenant is. So this doesn't appear to be every single tenant. So if you have a house where there might be middle income or a higher income rental, you might not get funds. So there's still a lot more that needs to be kind of dissected with this. But eviction moratorium, to answer your question, extended another month. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.